We are learning Mesechus Bava Basra, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah, the first Mishnah on the Amud Beis, but it's like halfway down the Amud. Zok the Mishnah. You have a tree, and the branches are going into your friend's property. So the halacha is, the friend could cut off some of those branches. He has a right to plow his own field, obviously. So when he sits on the plow, he has his big stick that he whips the animal with. So if the tree blocks the whip, he can cut off the tree up to the height of that whip. When it's a charuv of a shikma, there they have huge leaves, and the shade is no good for the neighbor's property. So there he cut the entire branches that are off the him property, he covered the entire thing. Kenega Meshkelos means it's connected his whole property line. And Meshkelos means, Rashi says, it's a chut amakoylim. Amakoylim are like the foremen who, when they build, so they have a string. Shebonim chayma, when they build a wall, v'toylim ba Meshkelos ha'avar, they hang these weights made out of lead in order to make sure the wall is straight. So it means basically a straight line up from your property line, you'll have to cut off the tree, the branches. Why? Because this gives a lot of shade. It's no good for the sada. The first part of the Mishnah is talking about a regular tree. So that's only a problem that gets in the way of the mardeya. Mashenki charva shikma, which has a lot of shade, that you have to cut kenega mashkarlis. Based on shlochim, if someone has an irrigated field, so call ilan kenega mashkarlis. All ilanas are bad for it. Even not charva shikma, even a regular tree, is the shade is not good for based on shlochim. All Elon Tzrak is connected to Amishkarlis. Now the question is, what's Abishol saying? What's exactly adding on? The said already, call Elon connected to Amishkarlis. What's he saying? Call Elon Tzrak connected to Amishkarlis. So we've seen the Gemara of Shaila, if Abishol is a Chumra or a Kula. Abishol are Reishakai, and he's a Chumra. He's saying, not only does Chor of a Shikma have to be cut off by the property line, Elon Tzrak also has to be cut off from the property line. Elon Tzrak means, hey, Elon, you don't grow any fruit from it. That also has to be cut connected to the property line. So he's a Chumra. Oh yeah, Sefer Koyi, it's a Kula, which means the Sefer said, Evi Elon. So Abishol says, no, not Evi Elon, just Elon Tzrak. Oh, and maybe Chor of a Shikma, but not all Elonis. Well, I say, that's a question. All Ilanois Kenega Meshkarlos, Meshatzelra, Abishol Oimer, call Ilan Kenega Meshkarlos, Meshatzelra, Beis Hashlochim. So you see, Abishol agrees to our Tana that when it comes to a Beis Hashlochim, an irrigated field, all trees are no good. Shema Mino, when he says of Ilan Tzrak, a Reisha Koy, it's being Machme on the Reisha that not only does Chor of a Shikma need Kenega Meshkarlos, Ilan Tzrak as well. Shema Mino, Reisha Koy, Shema Mino. Why? Because Abishol comes and says, call Elon. If he wanted to be makel on the Sefer, he should say, Elon Tzrak, not call Elon. Call Elon is going to be marv or something. He's going to call Elon Tzrak. Elon Tzrak, meboile. He should say, Elon Tzrak, what's call Elon? Alav, Shmamino, Reisha Koy, Shmamino. It's the same call being Marba, sounds being Machmar on something, so must be going on Reisha, Shmamino, Takamadu, it's going on the Reisha as well. So, look at the Mishnah Vaita. Elon, Shunai, new Mishnah. Elon, Shunai, Tel, Shisharabim. Elon, that's going over the Shisharabim, Koytsets, the Bnei Shisharabim, let it cut it. Kadeshe, Gomel, Oiver, Vereichpai. In order that a camel with its rider could fit under it. That's how much the Rosh Hashanah is right to cut down the tree. He said it's a camel piled up with flax or branches. Now, which one's higher? The Gemara will talk about that. Because there are two shurim over here. The first man, the Yom Tanakama, said it's a person sitting on a camel. But he says it's pished on the mars. Rav Shimon says, no tree is allowed to go over Shiravim. Why? Because of Tumah. And we'll see what that means soon. What that means, Tumah, Pashas means, because it could be oil as a mace there or Tumah there, and you're sitting under that oil as well, so the Kahadim will come Tumah. For example, if there's a basic forest in the Shushi Yachid, and there's a tree going from there to the Shiravim, anyone going under it, any going under it will come Tumah. Any person. Huh? You have the problem, yeah. You have the problem in places today also, yeah. So that's why he says cut off all trees. So first, the Gemara doesn't handle Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. But even before that, the Gemara doesn't handle cutting off branches. Let's say if both Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda says he cut off the branch. Why? Because you can't reach under it. But the Chayre, it's only a temporary fix. Let's say you cut off the branch, exactly. Let's say a guy sits on a camel, it goes up, 15 feet. So you cut by 15 feet, right? In 3 weeks, it's going to be lower than 15 feet. So it's a little bit of a temporary fix. Which one the Amor says? You only do temporary fixes. Man tana de benzik and basa umdana de hashtar zina. You go basa right now. Amor ashlakish machlekes nuyas. We have machlekes tanoim. Rav Eliezer. He's going to Rav Eliezer. Tanoim to the Mishnah. Ain't oisin cholo tachas shirabim. You're not allowed to build tunnels under shirabim. Or bayrois shichem aris. You cannot build a bar. You'll start on your property. You're going to build a bar, a nice good ditch. You want a huge ditch to store all your wine. You have a lot of wine and a lot of scotch. You want to dig a little hole in your property and go under shirabim. Now I'll do that. Why? Because when the tractor trails go over the shirabim, they're going to collapse it. So you're not allowed to do it. That's what the Tanakhama says. No matter what. Rav Eliezer matter, because Rav Eliezer says you can do a test. If a wagon full with stones could go over it, it's enough. So what's Pshat Machlokes Tanakhama really has? The Tanakhama says, good, you could do a test now, but after enough trucks go by, it's in a weekend, it's in a collapse. Rav Eliezer says, no, right now, it's strong enough, it's fine. So our Mishnah, it says right now, I could cut it to 15 amis, let's say, for example, I'll give you an example, 15 feet, it's going quite to Rav Eliezer. Zogtamar, no. Rav Yechon, I fill it to Rabbana. Hossam, by the case of the Cholol, Zivim, the Mafkas, Lavadayte, sometimes it gets weak and you don't realize it. Avahocha, but here, by the tree, Kama Kayetzle, you'll see it growing and you'll cut it. It's not a big deal. You can go by some under the hashtag because as you see it growing, you will recut it, and therefore, the Kuliyama here, you don't have to cut the entire tree down. You could just do what you need, and if it grows more, you'll cut it down more. Then we had now Machlekes Tanakam Rab Yehuda. Tanakam said the person, and Yehuda says the Schaira that's on it. Yehuda Imer Gomel Tayin Pishton, the Chavidas Mimaris. Ebailu, Shehura de Rab Yehuda Nafish, Oidilma Shehura de Rabbanan Nafish. Which one is taller, Rabbi Yehuda Shir or Rabbanan Shir? Zakhti Gemara, Pshita de Shehura de Rabbanan Nafish. It's Pashit de Rabbanan's Shir is more. This side of Shehura de Rabbanan Nafish, because if Shehura de Rabbi Yehuda is Nafish, and Rabbanan is saying less, so the Rabbanan Shehura de Rabbi Yehuda Echavid. What's Rabbanan going to do with the Shehura of Rabbi Yehuda? If the Rabbanan or Shir, this guy's singing, is lower, so what do you do when flax comes by? What does he do with Yehuda's Shir? So it must be that the Shir of the rider is higher. Zot Gemara, so why for Rabbi Yehuda's better? So Gemara has a kasha, Vel Ma'ai, Shehura Rabbanan Nafish, Rabbi Yehuda says he could do less. For example, let's say Rabbanan's Shir is 15 feet. We're saying that's higher than the flax. Flax is 13 feet. So now turn it all the way. Rabbi Yehuda is 13 feet enough. What do you do if a rider drives by? Frank the Gemara, the Elamai Shehura Rabbanan Nafish, Rabbi Yehuda Shehura Rabbanan Ma'ai Avid. My answer is, Efshe the Gochim V'chav to say, a person could bend down. But the other person could bend down, so therefore it's not a problem. You can do 13 feet. But if the facts were that the person was lower than the flax, so what's the flax option? It's bend down. Flax can't bend down. So therefore, it must be that the Rabbanan's shear is higher than Rav Yehuda's shear. Any questions on that? It's a very simple equation, like this. The Rabbanan shear has to be more, 15 feet, let's say, and this has to be 30 feet. Why? Because if the shear of flax was 17 feet, so how can Rabbanan say 15 feet is enough? What do you do when flax walks by? What do you do? So the verse must be it's 15 and 13 and the flax is 13. So Frank Demar, what do you mean? Who says 13 is enough? What do you do if the 15 guy, what do you do if the guy walks by? What do you same question? What do you do? Terry says, no, a person can bend down. That's the answer. So he said, a person can bend down, that's enough. Zot Gemara Vayit. It's in the Mishnah. Shimon Noyim, call Elon Kenegan of Mishkos, Mea Tumma. All Elon, you do a clean break, no branches over the Shiravim because of the Tumma. Tana, we learned in the Brides, Bnei Oyel HaTumma. Because of Oyel HaTumma. Like we said, maybe it's be mal on a mace and mal on a person. Where's a Pshita? You need a Brides for that? Bnei HaTumma, Tana. The Mishnah says, Bnei HaTumma. So, the Gemara, you must listen to my Amina, Dil Maizi or of Tumma of Shadi Hosam. There's another option over here. The other option will be is that we're not worried about Tumah coming from being under the tree the same time as you. We're not worried about. We're worried about that a raven might come, drop a piece of Tumah, a mace, on the tree. They're caught in the trees. And when you walk under it, the mace is being mal on you, which also makes you Tumah. Maybe that's the reason. And what's an afkamina? It's more far-fetched. And what's an afkamina? An afkamina will be, if the trees are a little spread apart, then it'll be fine because it can't hold any mace. So that would be enough. You don't have to cut it all off. You just make it spread apart. Kamas Malon, no worried about the oil of bringing the tumah from here to here. Therefore, even if it's not spread, even if it is spread apart, it's still a problem. Frank Demar, Pshita Breya Tumah Tanan, Imas is not Mina Dol Maisi Erev Tumah Vashadi, also on Vesagya. But the Chalule Baal will be enough just to make the branches separate. Kamas Malon, no, that any branches are a problem. Why? Because it might bring Tumah from the Rosh Hashiachid to Rosh Hashirabim by being Mal on both of them together. And therefore, mechadesh, you have to cut the tree off legamri, kill the branch off completely, according to Rabbi Shimon, and it's not enough with lachluchle just to break it apart. Hadin aloch perek lo yachbar beli nadam.